with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
It's day two of the Democratic National Convention. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has a preview from Chicago.
DNC organizers say today's theme is a bold vision for America's future. Featured speakers include Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and former President Barack Obama. As the Democrats meet here in Illinois, the Trump campaign continues to visit battleground states every day this week. Their focus today is on crime and safety. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting fellow mediators Egypt and Qatar as he presses ahead with the latest diplomatic mission to secure a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. That's even as Hamas and Israel signal that challenges do remain. Hamas, in a new statement, calls the latest proposal presented to it a reversal of what had been agreed to previously. Meanwhile, the Israeli military recovering the bodies of six hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th terror attack that started the Gaza war.
The IDF said its forces recovered the bodies in an overnight operation in southern Gaza. Hamas is still believed to be holding around 110 hostages captured in the October 7th attack. Israeli authorities estimate around a third of them are dead.
That's Tasha Stevens. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, slated to resign by the end of the day, about a month after a jury convicted him on federal bribery charges. Menendez signaled his resignation last month in a letter to Democratic Governor Phil Murphy. The governor said Friday he's tapping a former top aide to succeed the three-term incumbent. The Dow dropping 107 points, the NASDAQ losing 58. This is SRN News. If you want to work for the Harris campaign, you have some choices to make.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered nine options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation, separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious organizations are taking Tim Walz to task for the restrictions he placed on them during the pandemic. Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate is governor of Minnesota, and he shut down the state in 2020, including houses of worship. The Catholic League points out that Walz issued an executive order limiting churches to 10 persons per service. Several lawsuits were spawned by the restrictions. This is SRN News. The state of Illinois expanding a ban on corporal punishment in schools.
Come January, teachers in Illinois will have to spare the rod in private as well as in public schools, where a ban has been in place for 30 years. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law expanding the corporal punishment ban to the private sector. Illinois will join New Jersey, Iowa, Maryland, and New York in prohibiting paddling, spanking, or hitting in all its schools. Rich Thomason reporting.
Missouri residents will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on driver's licenses. Missouri previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued identification. This change follows protests earlier this month against a transgender woman's use of a women's locker room. It happened at a suburban St. Louis gym. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.